You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Puerto Rico is in a tough spot. The government sold billions of dollars in bonds to balance its budget. And at the end of this week, the island needs to make $422 million in interest payments on those bonds. But the government says it just doesn't have the money. Marketplace's Andy Euler spent a week on the island to get a sense of what the debt crisis looks like and how we got here.
The issue isn't that Puerto Rico's in debt. Virtually every governmental body borrows money by selling bonds. Bonds are basically IOUs. There's a contract that says how much interest will be paid for how many years, and there's a big market for them, especially Puerto Rican bonds. The issue is why investment firms, hedge funds, and banks kept buying them. Kent Hughes is a public policy fellow at the Wilson Center.
I think you look back at our recent experience with subprime mortgages. You have incentives to sell them. You have people who are running mutual funds who have to try to beat the market. That's their incentive, or certainly to have a decent return. And sometimes that clouds people's judgment as to what they're actually buying.
One way to beat the market was to buy Puerto Rico bonds that paid 8% interest and were also tax-free. The problem is that Puerto Rico can't pay the interest. And that wasn't a secret. Puerto Rico's economy has been faltering for at least 10 years. Didn't these fund managers know the island was likely to default?
Well, the answer was they intuitively knew that might happen, but greed is a big driver.
Marilyn Cohen is CEO of Envision Capital Management. She says the Puerto Rican government knew what it was doing.
Last year, when they issued their long-term general obligation bonds and said this is going to be enough to keep us going, you know, that was a big lie. But all of the hedge funds thought, well, they're going to get in while the getting is good, and then they'll just get out when things turn sour.
Puerto Rico essentially can't make a minimum payment on its credit card, and it's applied for a lot of cards. Puerto Rican Senator Ramon Luis Nieves says the government has spent recklessly for at least 20 years, but he says the system enabled the island to keep borrowing. Last time Puerto Rico sold bonds, it sold $3.5 billion worth. Orders for the bonds were almost five times that.
With the help of our good friends from the rating agencies, which did not have any problems with Puerto Rico's borrowing, by 2013... we were on the verge of insolvency, which is the moment that we are right now.
Between now and July, Puerto Rico owes about $3 billion in debt payments that it can't make. A lot of that debt is owned by institutions who are trying to make a killing. Many of those, often called vulture funds, bought in for pennies on the dollar late in the game. Now they want to be made whole. But the biggest losers in this are Puerto Ricans. The island's government promoted funds that only Puerto Ricans who live on the island could invest in. Now they're losing all their money. Karen Pietre works with stockbrokers at Banco Popular, Puerto Rico's biggest bank.
I assisted people crying. Most of them are Puerto Ricans, but they invest in Puerto Rico and USA.
Defaulting on these bonds will hurt Puerto Rico's ability to borrow in the future. But Senator Nieves says paying creditors means...
teachers not getting paid, people in the health sector not being able to provide services for the poor, policemen, teachers, we will really be in a position of starting a real conflict, and it will get bloody.
However Puerto Rico gets relief from its debt, whether it's in bankruptcy court or in lawsuits with hedge funds, someone is going to be out some money. Someone beyond the millions of Puerto Ricans on the island who have already lost money and public services. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Andy interviewed Puerto Ricans around the island about how the debt crisis is affecting their lives. Check out the full series, including video of their stories, at marketplace.org.